Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, September 22nd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of leadership and management news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is FTI Consulting posts mixed results, keeps buybacks rolling. FTI Consulting reported steady second quarter results, with record performances in restructuring and communications offsetting weaker showings in technology and economic consulting. The firm's revenue reached $944 million, meeting Wall Street estimates, while earnings per share decreased to 2.13. Corporate finance and restructuring led the quarter with a 9% revenue increase to $379 million. Strategic communications saw a 21% jump to $103 million. FTI repurchased $355 million of stock in the second quarter and $540 million year-to-date, financing the program with debt. CFO Ajay Sabharwal is set to depart in September, with Paul Linton serving as interim CFO. Analysts note the company's stability and cash generation, but its weaker segments are not yet factored into the stock price.
Comcast said to be eyeing layoffs at its biggest unit. Comcast is considering staff reductions at its biggest unit, Connectivity and Platforms, in an effort to streamline management. The restructuring initiative, set to begin in January, aims to eliminate a management layer between corporate and regional offices. The division currently operates under a three-tier management structure, but will now have regional teams reporting directly to a new executive overseeing nationwide operations. While layoffs are expected, positions focused on customer service and retail will not be impacted. Comcast is finalizing which positions will be centralized, but the exact number of roles to be eliminated has not been disclosed.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.